Good morning and welcome on in. This is The Point. It is December the 8th, and more importantly, it is a Tuesday morning, which that means one thing. At 8:35 on Tuesday morning, it is the Positive Points on Aging, and we say good morning to one of our hosts who is here with us, Marcia Klayman, who is here from Oakleaf Village. And hello, Miss Marcia. Good morning.
Good morning. Didn't it feel great today?
I love it.
Oh, I felt it was
wonderful. I love cold weather. I do, yeah.
Very crisp.
Well, sunshine makes all the difference in the world. You know, cold and gray, like, you know, you understand Michigan gray.
Yeah.
You know, where basically for 9 months a year, it's just gray. There's no sun. There's no
snow.
Yeah, it's just, it's ugly. It's just not, there's no energy. There's no positivity. But today, you can live with cold weather when you got a beautiful sunny sky,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. No wind. It was
nice.
Perfect.
Yeah, real nice. So the positive points on aging. Before we dive into today's topic, and we're going to talk all about how COVID is shaping senior living and the future of senior living, and it has had a massive impact on senior living for sure, let's reintroduce a little bit about the show itself, because it's only our second edition of the Positive Points on Aging, and you and Karen from over at Oakleaf Village are going to be doing the show every Tuesday with us from 8:35 until 9 o'clock. Real quickly, you know, tell me what your hope is for the show.
You know, too many people think that once there's an aging issue, whether it's your loved one or whether it's you yourself, it's very doom and gloom, you know, like,
right.
Oh, there's just nothing but the negative to face. And there really isn't. But the thing that we want to bring forward to in the positive points on aging is really how to be, how to inform people how things can get better and not worse.
Yeah, and we're talking to a lot of different demographics, but mainly I'm thinking about myself, and I don't mean this selfishly, but I'm able to fit into your demographic. My mom is 75. She's got some health issues. I've got my cousin Bobby, who is 86 here in town, and he is in a facility and is thriving, actually. He's doing really well right now. But the point is, I've had to deal with this about how to place somebody, how to get the best care for somebody, determining what his or her specific diagnosis and needs are, and also when it comes to the independence issue and not taking away someone's dignity. And that's always been my goal when it came to my cousin Bobby and moving him down from Ohio, which is what we did. I said, I got two things to think about. One I wanted to think about was his dignity, because he had lived in a house all of his life. He had never had to give up that independence. And the second thing about was, I just wanted to make sure he was getting day-to-day good care. And those were my two concerns for Bobby. And like I said, he's doing well in a good, happy environment. So everything was going smoothly, and Oakleaf Village over in Lexington was just cruising right along and having a wonderful start to February. And then all of a sudden, something crazy started to happen. This thing that happened to all of us in 2020 called COVID. And yes, it threw a wrench in everybody's lives, but it really had an impact when you consider what it did to the senior population and what it did to that community of senior living. So what was the big thing that happened to you? What happened first when you realized this? I've been in this industry for a lot of years, never seen anything like this.
It was very difficult to see my residents, who are very active, even though they're in assisted living. They are there for a reason: safety, health, you know, not being alone.
Sure.
But the thing is that everybody has had to become very cautious and protective. And there's a heightened sense of awareness of cleanliness now. You know, I mean, it's not like we walk around, you know.
No, it was always clean, but now it's meticulous.
Right, right.
It has to be.
And it's always, you know, people having to wear masks. Well, you know, one thing about I've learned in senior living ever since I got into it, I used to wear a lot of bright clothes, and I always made sure that I smiled to every resident, because that meant something to them, that they were important, that I recognized them. Now I have to open up my eyes a lot, you know, real bright-eyed, and try to smile with my eyes more, because the emotional side of it is by our expressions.
Yeah. Well, here we are. We're heading toward 2021, and obviously it's just a few weeks left in 2020, which I think a lot of people are happy to see 2020 you know, hit the books and get into 2021. So now we're trying to look, and I think there's this natural sense of, even though it's just going to be turning from, the calendar is going to turn from one day to the next day, the reality is there's a sense of new beginning when we get a new year. And I think people are saying, well, how can we thrive in 2021? How can we be proactive? How can we learn? How can we shape the future? So let's talk a little bit about the 2021 and what our hopes are for that.
first thing we have to realize is that most of us are procrastinators. We really are. We think that we're planning ahead, but we're really not. We kind of sometimes wait until the last minute until there's an emergency when it comes to our aging loved one. Oh, now it's time to make a plan. I want to get people to start thinking about that plan now, because this is what we say a lot. It's very blunt, but it's very true. It's not if it's going to happen, it's when it's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, too many people will come in and they'll say, well, I don't think mother needs assisted living right now. We're going to wait about 2 years.
Right.
And then I start asking them questions, and then I'm looking at them going, what are you waiting for?
Right.
Are you wanting to be in the emergency room for the next 6 months? Because
right.
that's where you're going to end up if you continue like this. But keep in mind, to move forward, we have to look backwards, and we have to look at this horrible year as an example of, let's don't go through this again. And if we do, let's be better prepared to take care of one another, especially our seniors.
Well, you've come up with this idea, this thing called a plan,
mm-hmm.
you know, and boy, that's important when it comes to senior living, is having a plan. So let's take it, you know, P-L-A-N, plan, and let's talk about what it all means.
I love acronyms.
Yeah.
I love it when the ministers do it, so I decided to do it. Okay.
Sure.
First of all, you got to make a plan. Find somebody, whether it's a family member or whether it's somebody that is in the professional sense, that you know that they can help you with this plan, that they're not emotionally involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes a son and a daughter, that's kind of hard because we get emotional. When my dad was 90 years old, he started planning his funeral. And I have two sisters that couldn't sit there and listen to it. They would cry. And
right,
I'd go,
right.
you know, he's trying to tell us something,
right,
y'all.
Right.
So anyway, first off, let's think of someone that can help us with the plan.
Sure.
And if you don't have somebody, there are wonderful professionals out there. Social workers are so good at this because they know all the resources.
Yeah.
They've got the education. They know how to get it down to the nitty-gritty.
Well, you know what I think of social workers, because I'm kind of
Yeah,
love
you're kind of partial to
one.
Your
yeah.
to a little, wonderful
little
one that I know,
to,
too.
Yeah, my bride, she's pretty amazing, and I'm pretty gaga for her. And when I think about what these geriatric care managers is it, mm-hmm. I guess is that a fancy term for a senior social worker, you know, I am in awe of it, because they do take it home with them. I promise mm-hmm. you, my bride brings home what she has to do and how she has to deal with some people. And it's, if you're a human being that gets into social work, and you know this, Marcia, it's impossible for you not to make it. I mean, every one of the residents over at Oakley Village, you know, you take the time to get to try to know them, and you take the time to make them feel like, hey, you know, you always have a family, even if it's just your Oakley family. You know, you always do things like that, which I've known you a long time, so I know how you are and your compassion. But you're getting into the wrong field if you're a social worker or someone in your field that doesn't have compassion and love for people.
Right. If yeah. you don't, if you turn it off as soon as you get in your car to go home, then something's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. All right. So you got to have a plan, which means you got to be able to make sure that you're thinking about all the issues that are important, whether it's
right.
the safety of the family member, the health of the financial member, the dollars and cents involved, too, because
mm-hmm.
it's not cheap.
It's not cheap. But, you know, there's options out there that you can use in regards to VA benefits. There's a program out there that nobody ever talks about until we talk to them and say, did your loved one serve in a war?
Right.
And then we start getting down that. Well, do you realize that you could get maybe close up to $1,900 to
right.
live in assisted living?
Right.
And they look at me like I just gave them Christmas all over again.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a hope. You can do things with your life insurance policies now.
Sure.
So,
long-term care and things like that.
There's plans all the time that you can work with. The biggest thing is between the safety and the health, because if you go into someone's home and there's nothing there in regards to safety issues, that's also going into the health issues, because one or the other, it's going to affect. A bad fall is the mortality rate on a bad fall is 1 year.
Yeah, that's pretty scary. All right, so we've tackled the P of the word plan, of the acronym plan, P-L-A-N. We'll do our timeout. When we come back, we'll get into the L-A-N part of it, which is listen, analyze, and navigate. A lot going on. We've got Marcia with us. It's the Positive Points on Aging as we continue on a Tuesday.
Mornings with Kev. Back to the Park Fireside Studios.
It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
10 minutes before 9 o'clock. Welcome back in on The Point. This is the Positive Points on Aging. It's our regular Tuesday segment we do each and every Tuesday morning, brought to you by our friends at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. And with us is Marcia Clayman. And next week, it'll be Karen Pickard, who will be kind of alternating each week. And occasionally, they'll come in and do the show together. But those two fine ladies from over at Oakleaf are going to be taking care of business. And we're so happy to be doing this, because I think there's a lot of people who are similar in age to me that have parents or have relatives, loved ones that are hitting a certain age and they're not sure what to do and what the best guidance is. So every week on the Tuesday morning, 8:30 to 9 segment, we're going to talk about issues that are facing seniors and their kids. And we're talking about COVID and the impact on 2021, what it's going to have. And we've got the PLAN. And we're talking about first the plan, and now we're moving from the plan into the L part of the word plan. And it's listen. Tell us more, Marcia.
Just like when you go to the doctor and you decide to get a second opinion, when you start meeting with some of these professionals in regards to financial health, living arrangements, you probably do need to get a second opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take it from the first person, because a lot of us, people look at us, you're just wanting to sell me something. No, I'm wanting to teach you something and how to make your life better. So make sure that you have that good gut instinct that that person really has your best interest at heart. So listen to them. The next one is analyze. Once you get all this information together, and that's why it's important to have someone working with you on this so that you both can make sure you're on the same page. You take all that information together regarding, is this something I need? Is this something I can afford? And you analyze your plan so you know when you want to put this plan to action. And then, of course, the last one is to navigate. You got to set up your plan and determine how and when you're going to get started. So,
right. So let's ask you about this, though. I mean, going back to each one of those, you know, you talked about the second opinion and all that. It's a very hard situation when you're, because you told me this last week, Marcia, the kids become the parents, if you would, in some ways at this point. And you so love and appreciate the mom or the dad or whomever it is that has looked after you all your life. And now you have a responsibility. And it's definitely our responsibility to take care of our parents and the elderly. But you want to make sure you're making the right decision. I mean, this is, in my case, my mother. My God, she's one of my heroes in my world. I want to always make sure that I'm doing right by her. So when you say, you know, get second opinions and things like that, when you talk about everything along those lines, understanding your options, I mean, is there a starting point? Where do you start?
You start now before there's a crisis.
So when you say you start now, you say, hey, mom's getting a certain age. I want to have some options in front of us before we're forced to make a decision.
Yeah. Mom, let's talk about what's going to happen if something were to occur and you end up in the hospital.
Right.
First of all, which hospital do you want to go to?
Right.
Number two, if you have to go to rehab, which rehab you want to go to? Mom, if you end up in a nursing home, which nursing home you want to go to?
Right.
Right now, people scramble because they haven't planned. And so they're in crisis mode. And you know what happens when we're in crisis mode? You assume too much.
Yeah.
You know what happens when you assume too much?
We all know that.
Let me tell you something I want to go back on, and I really want to stress this. Education is key for both parties, for both the aging parent and the adult child.
Mm-hmm.
What I think is so sad to this day, and I teach classes, I was teaching classes before COVID at the Shepherd's Center, which is a fantastic area of education for retirees.
Right.
And I hate it that they're not in operation right now because of COVID.
Sure.
But I was talking about brain fitness. The thing is, I go, how many of you can turn on the computer and go to Google and just type in something? 50% of my classes could not.
Right.
This is when I want to challenge people that have children your age, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
That they'll sit down with your mother and say, Mom or Grandma, let me show you how to turn this computer. The world is at your fingertips at this computer, and you can learn so much instead of watching TV.
Right.
Give them that challenge to better their minds, but also to have a little bit of control that they can look on these different websites and get some ideas also.
Because I agree.
Right now what happens is that when the adult child starts to tell the parent what to do, they resist just like we used to resist.
Sure. And I understand. I think what you were talking about when it comes to these topics are also things people need to realize. Are they uncomfortable topics? Yeah, they are. When you say to your mom, who says, well, I don't feel like I need to have this discussion yet, or to your siblings, as you were talking about with, you know, when your dad was planning, a funeral at age 90. These are not comfortable topics. No one wants to acknowledge what the realities are that are in front of us. But, I mean, the more maturely you can handle it, and it's emotional, but you take a little bit of the emotion out and just say, listen, I just want to make sure that I know what you want now while you're able to make these decisions without it being a forced decision. You know, I mean, once it's something where there's already, heaven forbid, someone's fallen or someone's broken a hip or broken a bone or broken this or broken that, or they're not fully engaged anymore mentally, then it becomes a decision where you have to make it instead of want to make it. So if you can engage somebody when they get the choices still, that's really empowering, I would think, to somebody who's moving on in years.
Think of it whenever you have to have some type of even outpatient surgery. They walk in there, you're sitting there nervous and going, oh, I hate this. You know, I hate to be put under. They're in there going, okay, do you have a living will? I mean,
right.
They don't pull any punch. They right. are just to the point. Do you have a living will?
Right.
Because if not, we're going to do one right now.
Right. We got to know what you want to do. Yeah.
Yeah. They put you in that situation. This is something that I got to share with you. I have an older son that when he was in high school, he was Mr. Know-It-All.
Mm-hmm.
And he hated his principal because every morning the principal would go walking through the hallways going, if you fail to plan, you are planning to fail.
Yeah.
And I'd say, well, he's saying what's true. If you don't take education seriously now, when are you going to take it seriously?
Yeah.
And so we do the same thing. We procrastinate over issues waiting for the moment when it's going to happen.
Yeah, no, I think it's right. And obviously, I doubt you'd be quoting your son's principal in 2020 if it didn't make an impact on him and make an impact in general.
I told him how much I love that principal.
Yeah. No, I think it's great. I think it's great. That's important. All right. So PLAN, that's the way we're looking at this thing. And that's what we want you to remember. Plan, listen, analyze, and navigate. And if people have more questions, they can find you guys over at Oakleaf, right?
Right. Especially when it comes to finding that right person that can talk to them through the or to navigate, whether it be a social worker or a professional geriatric care manager. Karen and I keep a really good list of people that we know have everyone's interest at heart, and we would love to share them with you.
It's oakleafvillagelexington.com. That's the website. If people are interested in getting more information off the website, or if they want to give you a call, that's fine too?
Sure. Give me a call at 803-888-3477.
Right.
You can get directly with Karen and I by calling that number.
Yeah, I want people to know, like I say, plan ahead versus being in a situation where you're forced to make fast decisions and you're forced to make decisions out of necessity versus out of choice. I just feel like if it were me, I would feel like I was empowered if I was part of a decision being made on my behalf today. Just have a plan. You know, have a plan in place. Doesn't mean you have to be locked into every single thing. Times
right.
change. If this were last year at this time, we wouldn't have even known COVID was coming.
Right.
So, you know, times change, but at least have a plan in place. Great job, Marcia. Thank you.
Let's get ready.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, listen, I want to remind folks, coming up a little bit later on today, it'll be the afternoon drive. I'll have Ralph Norman and Ashley Landis with us. And coming up in just a few minutes after top of the hour news, the Home Advocates with Courtney and Jeremy. For Marcia, for Brian, I'm Kev. Have a great day.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia W264DF.
From the Bart Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.